Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Butcher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clem Drysewart. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Clem Drysewart. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The third baseman, Gray Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Jordan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McBride moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clem Dreisuert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreisuert strikes out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Jordan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Jordan. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newsom. The throw from Jordan and he is safe. Newsom steals second. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Butcher hits a line drive to left field. Dickshott throws towards third. Clark fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clark. Newsom scores. Butcher moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Clem Dreisuert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreisuert is 0-for-1 in the game. Dreisuert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-1 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Schalk covering, for the out. Culberson moves to second. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshott. McBride reaches second base with a double. Culberson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dreisuert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a fly ball towards center. Carnett settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Carnett. Partee moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Partee moves to third. One out. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butcher hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Partee scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Clem Dreisuert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreisuert is 0 for 2 in the game. Dreisuert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Carnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickshott hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 2 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Carnett moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabor. Carnett scores. Jordan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 3, White Sox, 3. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 3 in the game. Culberson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovic scoops it up and throws to first, with Dreisauer covering, for the out. Two outs. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Metkovic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dreisauer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickshott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jordan hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clem Dreisauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreisauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dreisauer strikes out. Jordan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dreisauer out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dreisauer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-4 in the game. Schock takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee scores. Schalke moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.